Gainesville, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And my mother was raised at Crow, Texas.
I don't know where that is.
It's about 30-something miles down towards Dallas. That's the way he wound up in Texas, but he died up here in Tulsa. Up here on this Indian reservation.
Tahlequah. Gee, that's nice country around Tahlequah.
I've never been up in there.
Oh, it's dandy. I like it.
I don't know. I've missed it. I've been all every place else, I think. No.
But originally, he was from up around Kansas City.
We have one of those varmints in here. Yeah.
I saw him go by. Oh, he's stuck in the wheel. Well, we'll make him dizzy. Well, how'd he get down that little hole?
One of those little millers.
I talked to a man in Miami whose grandfather married a Cherokee girl. And this man was born in a house up there in 1883, I think, just south of Miami. I think he married a Cherokee girl, too. But his grandfather had been a wagon master on the Santa Fe Trail, and his father had brought herds up from Texas to take them into Kansas City. All sorts of TV things like this.
Things that we missed.
Yeah, and isn't it nice?
No, I don't know. I think it'd be kind of fun.
Well, he said his grandfather's head was just all scarred up from lumps and bumps and knots.
I mean, a hole and crawling it when that all started.
What would you call a white person who is, just sort of no good?
Well, I call... You mean just really no good?
Yeah, really no good.
They're just poor white trash.
Uh-huh. I think that's a pretty common expression. How about a person from, pretty far back in the hills, or pretty far back in the country?
Well, they're just plain old hillbilly.
Let's see if I can marry
them. It's hard to tell.
You came in that night. You said you went through the duck house to get to the drink of water. He didn't say hillbilly.
Well, he didn't know people lived in Oklahoma like that.
Yeah, but he called himself.
I don't remember.
I don't remember what it was. It wasn't a hillbilly, though.
Boy, some of them lived pretty close to the earth.
Well, he didn't know it, though. He had never seen anything like it.
He was going to have a job to be the son of the first man.
First time he's ever worked. Yeah, ever been away from home.
Oh.
And we put him off that road and cleaned up a bridge.
Oh, he came home. He was just, he didn't know people lived like that in Oklahoma. He just about had a fit. He said, Mother, I walked up there and there was an old bed sitting up out under a tree. Well, of course, I've seen that.
Sure.
And he said, there was a woman laying on it, and he said, I asked her if I could get a drink of water, and she called, he said, I guess it was her daughter, and I don't know what he called her, and said, when she come out of that house, chickens come out right in front of her. He didn't know they lived like that. And he was just horrified. She went down, she emptied a bucket of water, and said she'd go down to the spring and get a fresh bucket of water, and he said, well, if you'll show me where it is, I'll go get it. She said, oh, you couldn't find it. And he said, she took off through the woods. He said, I wouldn't drink out of that creek. And then she came back up there, and he was just dying for a drink. And she said, well, wait a minute, I'll have to strain the grass seeds and the leaves. And he was just absolutely, he was just, like that about it.
All you can do is take a drink.
Well, he was dying for a drink. So that's why he got it. And he was just... He just couldn't believe it. Here in Oklahoma.